Local transit in Canmore, a story that's been a long time coming.
I've been a reporter in Canmore for 9 years, and for 9 years, I've been reporting on the fact that there's been a desire in Canmore to have transit. Whether or not the studies have confirmed that there is a viability to that plan didn't go so well early days. Mm-hmm. But looking at regional Rome and looking at Rome and Banff and how well the Bow Valley Regional Transit Commission is doing, this is just the natural progression. It's part of their business plan and it's official.
I don't think we'd be talking about this today if it wasn't for Banff Rome, which then coalesced into the regional transit system, because we can just connect into those already existing networks and just make, what is it, one big loop around town.
It's an hour off peak times and every half an hour on peak times. And it goes all the way from Elk Run Industrial Park to Three Sisters. On the weekends, the route's a little bit different and goes up to the Nordic Center.
It wasn't even really contentious at all. I mean, it was a unanimous decision by council. It sounds like there's a lot of support behind this from the town.
Yeah, I think the only hesitation is the fact that transit costs money. You can't provide this kind of service without subsidizing it as taxpayers.
Sure.
And so the decision comes with that financial responsibility into the future that falls on all of us as residents of this community. The Rome Transit is second in the country in terms of being able to earn revenue back through fares and popularity. Mm-hmm. And it's a $2 fare being proposed, and it goes near a lot of really important places. Elevation Place, the high school, the seniors lodge. When we talk about some of the things going on with Canmore Community Housing and their developments of affordable housing on Jurgis Gate, one of the major criticisms has been that it's in Three Sisters and really far out there. And once you put transit in the mix, boom!
Suddenly doesn't seem so far away anymore.
Yeah.
So transit is not something you can just build overnight. I mean, it's going to take a little bit of time before this actually gets up and running, right?
If I'm an optimist, I'm going to say September 2016.
Oh, cool.
It'll be in the fall. The buses are available now and they just need to order them. Then we need to set everything up. We need drivers. We need bus stops. We need the fare boxes to be put in. We need the buses to be branded.
But it's happening. It's full steam ahead on local transit in Canmore. That is amazing.
Next stop, transit for Canmore.